We're talking with our State Secretary of Agriculture, Jim Reese. And Mr. Secretary, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, 2014. We're in the final days of the old year. Interesting year as far as agriculture. Some of our commodities did very well, some not so well. But, you know, what really sticks out in your mind as you look back over this last 12 months?
Well, what sticks out in my mind is June and July rains. The rainfall that most of the state enjoyed in June and July were really, recovered from. The wheat crop was really poor, one of our poorest ever, because of the drought. But June and July just, you know, a lot more rain than normal. I think it was the sixth wettest June and July on history. And so summer crops did really well, helped a lot of recovery. Commodity prices have been good, so agriculture in general has been good. Since the 2011 drought, we've been recovering ever since, and every rainfall has been good.
When you think about 2014, I think for the cattle producers, this has been a remarkable year. Tighter numbers, but incredible prices.
It's incredible. It's like a lot of livestock producers have said, you know, they've been waiting all their lives for these kind of prices, and now it's kind of scary. So, you know, the decisions that they make are a lot more important now, if you're going to hold back heifers and build their herd, or whether they're going to sell at these great prices. So, it's the fact that we're producing a great product. Consumers so far have been willing to continue to pay what it takes to get meat on their table. And so we've been really blessed. I think agriculture has been blessed the last 4 years. We started out rough in 2011, but we've been recovering ever since.
When you start thinking about the new year, I know that you obviously you've got one full term under your belt as Secretary of Agriculture, Commissioner of Agriculture with the Fallon administration. Governor Fallon reelected. Inauguration comes up in January. I know that you're looking forward and trying to look at where we're going.
Well, we're setting goals. You kind of hard to measure agriculture and measure. Do you measure total gross product that we grow every year, which is about $7 billion? Which is dependent on weather and so many things that we can't control. But we determined that is one of the things that we can measure, one thing that we need to measure and determine, are we growing agricultural products? Are we increasing there? So that's one of our goals. Secondly, we hope to increase ag exports. That always helps the commodity prices and helps the agriculture stay in business. Third, we want to increase agricultural further processing. Advanced processing of our agricultural products would be milling and that type of thing. And then fourth, food manufacturing. We want to increase food manufacturing in this state because it kind of fits in with the ag processing, but it is a different entity and immeasurably different.
You know, those last two areas, that goes kind of hand in hand, and, you know, at least at the retail level of the Made in Oklahoma concept, the idea of trying to identify products and encourage Oklahomans and others to buy Oklahoma.
We are rich with agriculture and raw product, $7 billion worth, but we need to do more of the investing in the processing that food and getting it to the retail. And you know, not only getting the revenue of producing it, but also being able to produce it cheaper for our consumers.
When it comes to kind of the mood of producers, as you've talked to farmers, ranchers, agribusiness folks out across the state, what seems to be the attitude right now? What are you hearing from some of your constituents?
I think optimism is basically built into their DNA. I mean, they believe that they're going to plant and grow and harvest crops and livestock. So I think they're naturally optimistic. I think that they're also optimistic in the fact that agriculture has changed so much in the past 5 years. We were talking about the bag phones that we used to use 20 years ago. And that technology that has gone to every human being in the world is being downloaded now into all the different industries, and agriculture is one. And the precision agriculture, the GPS, the GIS, all the things that are going into new equipment and new technology that producers can use is really, I think it's exciting, and I think people are anxious to adopt it.
It seems like a lot of these new technologies are being embraced by a lot of our folks.
Oh, they certainly are. I mean, in a lot of cases, it's a cost savings. You might have to invest in the machinery, but you aren't going to be fertilizing where crops don't need fertilizer, and you're not going to be excessively planting in places that aren't going to grow a crop. So I think that's being adopted because it's efficiency on your inputs.
When it comes to some of those things that the department tries to do to represent agriculture, how do you measure that, and how do you what's the goal out there to be that voice?
Yeah, that's another major goal of ours. We don't have a way to measure it, but it's just educating consumers. There's so much junk out there that anybody can read. I downloaded an hour seminar yesterday on gluten by some specialist, and it was fascinating. It was way over my head, so I have to digest it a little bit. But you know, there's just so much out there, like the soaking of the wheat and all. It's just a fallacy. And we have to defend ourselves, and we have to educate people on what we really do in agriculture, because those who aren't in agriculture are trying to define us.